Ah, who could be out in that madness?
The Lord's blessings, Pilgrim. Oh, my dear. Are you lost? Please, come in. Come in. It's a wonder you haven't frozen to death. Who ever heard of a blizzard this close to spring? Almost seems unnatural. No, it's no trouble at all. Look at you. You're shaking yourself to pieces. Get out of those boots, and let me take those wet things. They'll dry out nicely by the fire. This cloak is quite extraordinary. Oh, lovely wool. The pattern along the hem is unlike anything I've ever seen. Are those letters of some sort? Runes. How striking. You must have come from far away. It's quite all right. These floors have seen worse than a little snow melt. Please, warm yourself by the fire. Forgive me if I seem nervous. It's been such a long time since anyone visited my corner of these woods. I certainly wasn't expecting to meet anyone while holed up in a blizzard, but how a lord works in mysterious ways. My name is Comfort in Faith. You may call me Comfort, if it pleases. And you are? How unusual. A goodly name. Welcome to Midborough. You've reached our forest. The town itself is still some ways away, I'm afraid. But you're more than welcome to stay until this storm blows itself out. If I may ask, how on earth did you find yourself caught in it? Oh, well, thank the Lord you weren't hurt. I'm so sorry to hear you were separated from your group. Perhaps they'll turn up in the village later. Please, sit at the table. I'll get you something warm to drink. Or are you hungry? I have nothing fancy, I'm afraid, just a vegetable pottage, but you're welcome to it. I was just sitting down to supper myself. Of course. There you are. I used the last of the ramsons in this batch. Now, would you care for tea? You have honey and ginger. Fresh ginger. Where on earth did you find such a thing so early in the year? The Lord must have blessed you with quite a gift. I would love some of both. Thank you. We most humbly thank you, O Lord, for this gift of hot soup and tea on such a wretched night. May it warm and nourish our miserable and hungry bodies. Oh, you look uneasy. Is there something wrong? I'm sorry, I forget myself. Would you rather lead us in prayer? Very well. I'll keep on then. Bless this food, that we may ever remember your mercy and never forget our needy brethren, nor the plight of the weary stranger. Thank you for this chance to offer succor and kindness on this night. Praise your holy name for ever and ever. Amen. I normally go on for quite a bit longer than that, but you must be hungry, and I'm sure our Lord won't mind. can't remember when I last tasted ginger and honey. What a treat. It's practically a dessert. You are going to be very popular at the market, I can tell you that. It's been an age since anyone showed up with spices to sell. Perhaps Goody Lecter, she's our baker, will have occasion to make us some gingerbread. Oh, Midborough is a wonderful place to settle in, especially in the spring. It is beautiful here. The forests turn into a veritable Eden of wildflowers, and we're famous for our cherry orchards and wheat fields. The town is a cheerful place, always bustling with activity. Then there is our church. Oh, a beautiful old building. You won't find a better safeguard against the world's evils than inside those walls. Oh, even its cemetery is a soothing place. Our dearly departed rest under a carpet of snowdrops, with a pair of old oaks standing sentinel. And when the weather is fine, you'll hear birds of every kind singing away. And, of course, there is our minister. Abstinence Packard is a righteous man who dedicates himself to others. He knows everyone's names, everyone's histories, even mine. You should introduce yourself. I'm sure he would be delighted to welcome you. He also has a fondness for horseradish, if you'd like to get on his good side. I don't live in town myself, because I help chop wood for everyone. It is easier this way. For everyone. Besides, I enjoy living in nature. It's peaceful. I'm not a bother to anyone, and it makes me feel close to God and his creatures. If only this blizzard hadn't struck. The ground was just starting to send up little green shoots, and then this morning I woke up to a blanket of white and no sign of it stopping. I wonder how long it will linger this time. Ah well, the snow can't stay forever. And while it pains me to hear that you've had such a horrible night, it is a pleasure to have a guest over. I don't remember the last time I talked so much. I hope supper helped thaw you out a little bit. Wonderful. If you'd like to take your rest, you're welcome to sleep in my room. I don't mind taking the chair tonight. No, I must insist. You are my guest. I couldn't, in good conscience, let you sleep anywhere else. I promise I'll be quite comfortable. Here, let me find you a candle and bring out the heavier quilt. Here. This way. There. It is pretty, isn't it? Reminds me of a stained glass window. My mother was blessed with a remarkable talent for sewing. She even received commissions sometimes from the wealthier sorts in town, mending their gloves or embroidering seat covers for them. Father wouldn't have approved, except it allowed him to save up a bit of coin for a rainy day. But no matter how hard she worked at home or on the farm, she always found time to make my sister and me a winter quilt and a spring quilt. She truly put her whole heart into them. Oh, but listen to me prattle on when you're probably exhausted. Please, settle in and let me know if you need anything. Sleep well. Sorry to disturb you again. I thought you might just want a larger candle. Merciful heavens! What are you doing? What is that thing? And why is it nursing your thumb? A mandrake root? But that's a living creature. It's squirming. Why is it squirming? Oh, ginger. That's how you had the ginger. You charmed it into existence and I ate it. No, I will be very afraid, thank you kindly. That thing is demonic, and you are feeding it your own blood. How did you even enter this place? I have shoes buried beneath the floor and iron horseshoes over every door. I have had the garden blessed. Things like you shouldn't be here. I suppose you conjured this blizzard just to play upon my sympathies as well, didn't you? How can I possibly believe anything you say? My lord, forgive me. If the town knew that I... Don't talk, don't look at me, don't. Just stay there.
Forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me. I wasn't to know. Please forgive me. Is that thing back in its bag?
I have been praying, repenting. And the Lord told me what I should do. I think... I will not shut you in this room. I will not cast you out into the cold, nor will I tell the town of your presence, for I know exactly what happens to people who have merely been accused of doing what you do. I would not wish it on anyone. Even someone who has fallen so impossibly far from our Lord's grace. It may be a sin to keep you here, and it may very well damn me. But I would rather harbor someone like you under my roof for a brief while than have your death weigh upon me. You may stay until the storm lets up, and then you must leave under cover of night and tell no one you were here. While you are under my roof, you will not practice witchcraft. Do not add anything to my food or drink, and do not attempt to bewitch me. If I see you do any of these things, I will have no choice but to force you to leave. I won't relish doing it, but I will do what I must to save my soul. And you must throw that demon root into the fire. I care not how it screams. I cannot have that creature in my house. You mean the sound of it alone could kill us both? Oh, what have I let into my home? Do you swear on whatever it is you hold sacred not to let it out of the bag again? Or use it in any unholy machinations, and you'll keep the bag hidden away? No, I can't even look at it. You mustn't let it out again, I pray you. All right, I can tolerate that for a time. Oh, do not thank me. You'll be gone soon, and this nightmare will be over. I'm going upstairs. Do as you please, as long as you don't invite the devil into my home again. Good afternoon. What's that you're doing? Nothing blasphemous, I trust. I want no gift of yours. Don't waste your time with it. Very well. I will not be rude to a guest, even if that guest is you. What is it? Some necklace. rowanwood beads, red thread, blue hagstone. Is this bauble meant to protect me from you? How am I supposed to trust it when you made it? Shouldn't it burn your fingers? Peace offering. You've done nothing but bring me terror and shame ever since you set foot in here. I couldn't possibly be further from peace. I appreciate that you don't want me to be afraid of you, but I can't accept this. I will trust that you will do as I asked of you. Be content with that. This was kind of you. My misgivings, unfortunately, are not likely to go away. You may take comfort in that not all of them have to do with you. I'm simply a man with a great many reasons to be afraid. We live in a fearsome world, full of corruption and greed and terrible strangeness. And that's humankind all by themselves, without demons cavorting about, granting people wicked boons and unholy functions. What do you mean? What do I mean? That's how it works. You have no true power of your own. Everything you do was granted to you by hell itself, and only at the cost of your immortal soul. You can claim you've met no demon until your voice is hoarse. I know what I was taught. And anyway, what was that writhing root thing in your bag, if not a demon? Your familiar, perhaps. Never mind. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Oh, I feel sick. This is futile. Someone from town is bound to find out somehow. I can't conceal you without someone noticing. Just you being here is like a pall over my home. I'm surprised there aren't crows circling my roof. None of it matters. It doesn't matter that you were in need or that all I wanted was to offer a traveler respite from the cold. I know what they'll do. I've seen them do it. It starts so harmlessly. First, they said my mother cursed Widow Allgood's cows. Then they said my sister taught her how. They searched our entire house, opening every box and chest, until they found a demon's charm buried in the stable and a matching one in the widow's barn. My father claimed he heard them plotting, and after that, more villagers reported the same. Everyone is ever so eager to point out a witch, you know. The judge brought me to their prison cell and made me beg them to confess their crimes. I was 16, barely grown. My mother and sister sat in dirty straw, naked, shaved bald, weeping, with their fingers broken and twisted. I'll never forget how they looked at me. Never. And afterward, the church exorcised me, lest my kin's demonic influence linger and encourage me to help them escape. Faceless men beat me, kept me in a freezing room for days with no food, and wouldn't pronounce me safe to leave until I could recite the Lord's Prayer flawlessly. When they let me out again, it was all over. My family was gone. My father left Midborough. In disgrace, he claims. But he left with the widow Allwood. and all her fortune. I've never received so much as a letter from him. There was no plot. It was all lies. The village lied. And my mother and sister. Burned for it. No, please. God. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't think I've ever told anyone before. Never been around anyone who didn't already know. I suppose you're leaving soon, so it doesn't matter if I tell you. Like I could scream. Scream, never stop. How strange it is. The one person who's shown me care and compassion in all this just so happens to serve the devil. So, I live in my cottage on the outer rim of Midbrae. I sell logs. I go to market. I attend church. I don't bother anyone. And in 5 years, no one has bothered me. I used to hope. I think perhaps if I'm well behaved, they may welcome me back as they once did. But the mothers, they still drag their children away when they see me. Folk at the market talk when they think I can't hear. They still call me crisis in faith. Oh, no. I've thought about leaving, truly. But this place is all I know. These people raised me. And there are good men and women among them. Even with these wounds on my soul, I could never. I'd have no home, no church, no community. You may be comfortable living adrift as you do, but to me it feels like death. I don't want to discuss it anymore. I'm so tired. I do what you ask and take a nap. Can I trust you not to get up to mischief? Thank you for giving me this small piece. And thank you for listening to my story. It's nice to know that at least one person knows the honest version. Oh, this tea is safe. Yes, nothing diabolical. Still your honey in this. Oh. That was bought from the apiary in Northborough, I see. Yes, I remember now. The jar had their signature red twine. I apologize. I truly should not be drinking this. Even if you claim there's no witchery in it. But it is a comfort. Thank you for your kindness.